Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now from Columbus, here's Marty Bannister.
The high school football season wrapped up this past Saturday night across Ohio, and now it's time for the second season, which is the Ohio High School Athletic Association Playoffs. Back in August, 708 schools began the season, and 336 teams, the top 12 in each region, have qualified for the postseason. We welcome you to this week's edition of the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister. Thanks for being with us for the next 30 minutes as we set the scene across Ohio for this week's first round playoff games. In this week's show, we'll sit down with OHSA Football Administrator Bo Rugg to talk football playoffs, as well as the new look of having 12 teams per region and the top four schools earning first round byes. A reminder that all playoff games during the first two rounds are on Friday nights, and all games kick off at 7 o'clock. But first, let's step aside for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And when we come back, we'll get right into our conversation with Bo Rugg. This is the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA, wear a piece of history.
The 2025 Ohio high school football season has already been a great one, and the OHSAA invites you to see how it all ends at the state championships inside Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Canton to be a part of the pinnacle of the high school football season and walk among the immortals inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Visit OHSAA.org for playoff information and tickets. Make it a weekend to remember with the OHSAA state championships and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister. In the opening, we said that 336 schools have qualified for the playoffs. Now, that number sounds a bit strange. You are correct. This year marks the first time that 12 schools per region have qualified for the playoffs. During the previous four seasons, 16 schools had qualified for the playoffs in each region. Earlier this week, we sat down with the OHSA Football Administrator, Bo Rugg, to talk about that and other topics. Here's our conversation with Bo Rugg.
It's always that time of year. I know it's exciting when I get a chance to talk to Bo Rugg because that means the high school football playoffs are starting. Number one, good to see you, my friend. I know you're excited about this. It's high school football playoff time in Ohio.
It's favorite time of year. It's so exciting and it just makes everything worth it to watch these games.
Now let's start with the basics going into the playoffs this year. The biggest part of it is the change in the format with 16 teams in prior years, now to 12. What does that do from a logistical standpoint for this office and getting ready for the postseason, or does it do anything?
Well, it actually has created some logistical issues for us that I did not foresee. And part of those are administrative, and part of them have to do with the Harbin ratings and mm-hmm. how we code games that are canceled and those types of things. So we're working through that process, and that's all happening really before we start games. Once the actual games and everything, it's not a lot. I mean, it's still a 16 team bracket with four byes. We obviously are going to do some things to try to get people ready. As far as schools, mm-hmm. we are doing home site hosting through the first three rounds, and we have a meeting prior to playoffs with all the schools that are hosting the first round. It used to be, now it'll be the first two rounds because those top four seeds aren't playing the first round, and I want them in that meeting about the hosting because we'll have some newbies. And they need to know what it's like hosting a playoff game versus others. So we're doing the same things. It's just we have some different twists.
That part of it is, I think, the really interesting part, this higher seeds getting to host deep into the playoffs now. And as much as everyone was talking about the reduction of teams in the field, that, I think, got overlooked a little bit, that hosting part of it. That's a big deal for these schools, isn't it?
I think it is. It's one of those things where we said we felt it was important for those top four seeds that in the past have hosted 2 weeks in a row to have that opportunity. You're in the top four, you hosting 1 week and the others hosting one. It didn't really sit well with us initially. That doesn't mean we won't change. We need to get feedback from our schools and say, you know, we really like those neutral sites coming up, and we'll do that. That is always our hardest week on neutral sites when we did it because it's 56 sites. But we have the sites. We've done it successfully, and we're willing to do it again if that's what our schools want. But we thought this was a good way to go this year.
The top four teams getting byes is something, too, that has drawn a lot of discussion as well, too. From the coach's standpoint, you've dealt with coaches for years. I've dealt with coaches for years. They're creatures of habit. They like the practice, play. And now the top four get a bye. What are the advantages of that, Bowie, as you see it for the top four seeds?
Well, the coach I travel to games with said to me, and he's a multi-state champion, said to me, why wouldn't you want a week off? Others are asking, can we scrimmage? Can we do this? Can we do that? So it depends what your routine is. They are creatures of routine. And I think that can make it difficult. If we continue in this vein, they'll get used to it and they'll schedule accordingly. There's a lot of things you can and can't do, but we don't restrict you from not having a scrimmage, except you can only have two scrimmages and they probably used them up. So we don't restrict you from playing that week if you haven't had a game, but you want to have a game through 10 to qualify. So part of that just doesn't make sense. So they're just going to have to adjust, but some are going to welcome it. I guarantee it.
No question. With going from 16 to 12, all the games I've done this season, I always talk to coaches and ask them the question, what they thought of that. What's been the reaction in the office? Has it been a positive reaction? Has it been mixed? What's been the reaction going from 16 to 12?
Well,
Or is it a wait and see thing after you get through these first couple of rounds?
Some of it's wait and see, but some of it, the things that I've gotten have been, more negative because I'm going to get the ones with I'm not going to make it. And let's see next week and the following week and weeks when people say I wasn't in, but I beat this team in regular season. And, you know, I feel for that. And I know, and it's no secret that Doug and I didn't like it because we don't like taking away those opportunities. But the fact of the matter is, it's here. So my job is to put it on. I am waiting for some feedback from schools at the end of this playoff season. And I want to make sure they understand too, that it's an issue for us not having 672 assignments for officials. That's a retention issue. And we're really making some hard decisions. I'm not afraid to make the hard decisions, but I know how that's going to affect the community and the retention. And those types of things, I think we got to assess at the end and say, what's worth it and what isn't.
I think one of the other things you have to keep in mind about all of this, when you look at the postseason playoffs in Ohio, there are really no other nights like a Friday night or school hosting a football playoff game. I know you can sense that excitement levels when you're ready for week number one.
Absolutely. I'm so excited about it. And I love going into it and seeing the excitement and the people. And I think that it'll be heightened this year because, you know, it's you don't have the same excitement at a 116 as you're going to have with a 8-9, 5-12, 10-7 matchup. We know that. So, yeah, I think it's going to be electric.
And, of course, everything culminates with the trip to Canton once again for the state championships. And we've talked about this over the years, but Ohio is so fortunate to have that kind of facility to host your championship games. It's a great relationship. And, again, I know everybody's excited to be back up at Canton this year.
Very much so. They have been wonderful. And in our pre-meeting was so fast this year because they've done so well. But, you know, it's a big event for them. It's the Hall of Fame's second biggest event that they do. Their biggest event, obviously, is the Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. Hall of Fame game. So we're fortunate that this is their second biggest event, and they treat it like that, and they love us coming up there. So, and it's a great facility. I'm really excited about it. On one hand, I wish it was tomorrow, but on the other hand, I can't wait to have 6 weeks of 5 weeks of play before that.
And I know you're excited to get out and watch a high school football playoff game.
100%.
Always good to see you, Bo. Thanks. It's a great time of year.
Anytime, Marty, and thanks for what you do, and look forward to seeing you down the road.
And again, our thanks to Bo Rugg. Now let's allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. When we come back, we'll hear from broadcasters around Ohio. This is the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Health Action Council is a member-driven, not-for-profit organization that provides employers with best practices for a healthy workforce through leadership, innovative services, and collaboration. Health Action Council works with employers to improve the quality, cost, and value of healthcare. The Ohio High School Athletic Association and Health Action Council invite all Ohio schools to join us for the Healthy Kids Step It Up Challenge. Find out details at healthykidsgo.org. Ohio Health Sports Medicine is proud to keep student-athletes healthy and in the game and is the official sports medicine partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Serving Ohio since 1891, Ohio Health medical experts are now available in 47 counties and help keep athletes ready to compete and active adults on the road to healthy living. Log on to ohiohealth.com or call 614-566-GAME anytime. Ohio Health, elite care for every athlete.
For the players on the court, cheerleaders on the sideline, and fans in the stands, Varsity Brands is a national leader in team athletic gear, school spirit, and championship memorabilia. Recognized and endorsed by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Varsity Brands partners with schools, coaches, and students to build school pride and student engagement. Visit varsitybrands.com for more information. Varsity Brands, elevating student experiences.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA wear a piece of history.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now it's time to break down the first round of the regional playoffs with reports from broadcasters around Ohio. We'll start first of all with the voice of the Bowling Green Falcons from Lima's WIMA. Here's Todd Walker.
Here at 1150 WIMA in Lima, we cover five conferences, and of those conferences, 19 teams will be in the playoffs. We begin in the Western Buckeye League. Wapakoneta won it at 10-0. They are the 2 seed in Division III, Region 10. They get a bye. As for Shawnee and St. Mary's, they are also in Region 10. They will play at home Friday night against Holy Name and Copley, respectively. Bath is in Division 4, Region 14. They went 8-2. That got them a bye as the 4 seed. Northwest Conference, 3 teams make it, including Bluffton in Division 6, Region 22. The 8-2 Pirates as a 7 seed will host Western Reserve Friday. League champion Columbus Grove, after an 0-3 start, won their last 7. They get the 4 seed in Division 7, Region 26, and they bye. The top seed is 9-1 Lima Central Catholic, also getting a bye. To the Mighty Mac, of course, 7 teams of the 10 make the playoffs, including defending champion Marion Local. They've won 4 straight championships, 74 straight games. They're the 1 seed in Division 7, Region 28. Right behind them in that region is the 2 seed is 9-1 St. Henry. Also in Region 28, number 9 seed Minster will play Layman Friday night. The winner of that game gets Marion Local. Fort Recovery got in as the 12 seed. They're at Beaver Eastern. 2 other MAC teams in Region 24, Division 6. They'll be at home Friday night. Coldwater takes on Covington, and Anna will host Deer Park. BVC got 4 teams in. 2 of them will play each other. In Division 7, Region 26, Pandora Gilboa will host Arlington. Also in Region 26, Lipsick at 9-1 got the 3 seed and the bye that goes with it. Liberty Benton, 10-0, but they're in Division 5, so they did not earn a bye. As the 5th seed in Region 18, they will host Delta. And out of the NWCC, 10-0 North Baltimore is the number 2 seed in Division 7, Region 26. That's all for the Lima area. Reporting for 1150 WIMA, this is Todd Walker.
Up next, from Marietta's WMOA with a look at the Eastern Ohio area, here's Aaron Cassidy.
Thanks, Marty. We'll start in Division 3, Region 11 in Eastern Ohio. Steubenville makes the playoff for the 24th straight season as they finish 7-3, and they will earn the number 3 seed in this region. Tri-Valley finishes 8-2. They will be the number 4 seed, so both of those teams looking forward to that first-round bye. Sheridan with a huge upset to earn the number 8 seed in this region against previously undefeated New Lexington in Week 10. Again, they will be the number 8 seed in this region. And finally, the Athens Bulldogs, with a 9-1 record, will be the number 11 seed in Division 3, Region 11. Moving on, Division 4, Region 15, just one Southeast Ohio team. It's Philo. They are the number 10 seed. They've made the playoffs now for the 6 straight years, has Philo, and they will play Circleville. Division 5, Region 19, few teams here for Southeast Ohio as well. Nelsonville York finishes a perfect 10-0 season, and they will get the number 3 seed, followed by Barnesville, who finishes at 8-2 on the season. Their only 2 losses come to West Virginia schools. They will get the number 4 seed. Also, the Morgan Raiders will end up in this region as the number 9 seed with a 7-3 record overall, making the playoffs for just the 3rd ever time in school history. Division 6, Region 23, a team that is well known all across the state in any region, and that is the Fort Fry Cadets. They finish at 9-1 on the season. They will have the number 2 seed, and they've made it to the regional semifinals for 11 straight years, have the Fort Fry Cadets looking to continue that streak. It's Caldwell being the number 10 seed in this region with a 7-3 record. And finally, the Eastern Eagles, they will finish at 7-3 and get the number 12 seed in Division 6, Region 23. Finally, Division 7, Region 27, a team that has been talked about all season long in Division 7. The Waterford Wildcats finished 8-2. They will get the number 2 seed, followed by the Bishop Rosecrans. They will be the number 9 seed in this region after a 6-4 record. And the Trimble Tomcats will round out this region with the number 12 seed as they will take on South Gallia for their first round playoff game. Reporting for the OHSA Radio Network from WMOA in Marietta, for Eastern Ohio, I'm Aaron Cassidy.
Up next, David Wilson from the OHSA Radio Network has a look at North Central Ohio's games.
Thanks, Marty. Here's a quick look at teams from Ashland and Wayne counties preparing for a playoff run. The defending Division 7 state runner-up Hillsdale Falcons lost to Norway 24-17 in Week 10 for their only loss of the season, but still secured the top seed in Division 7, Region 27. The Falcons will await the winner of the 8-9 matchup for their playoff opener. Meanwhile, Norway used that upset to claim the number 4 seed in Division 5, Region 18, and a first-round bye. At 8-2, the Bobcats will host the 5-12 winner. Now, like Hillsdale, the Ashland Arrows took an undefeated record into Week 10, but lost a shootout to their OCC rival Lexington, 43-35. The loss dropped the Arrows to the number 7 seed in Division 2, Region 7, and a home game versus number 10 seed Mount Vernon. In Division 6, the 7-3 Dalton Bulldogs are playoff bound. As the number 6 seed in Region 21, they will host Columbiana. Finally, back in Division 5, Region 18, the Triway Titans won their final 6 games to enter the postseason red hot and the number 2 seed in the region. Triway will await the winner of the 7-10 opener between Fairview and Fredericktown. That's a look at Ashland and Wayne County playoff football. I'm Dave Wilson reporting for the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
And we wrap things up with Ryan Baker from Columbus's 97.1 The Fan. He checks out Central Ohio.
Thank you, Marty. The Central Ohio Columbus area has 53 teams spread out over 9 regions in the postseason this year. Last year, Columbus saw 2 teams win state championships, with Olentangy Liberty and Bishop Watterson winning in Divisions 1 and 3. Columbus hopes to repeat that and maybe more this season. Their best shot to do that might be Watterson repeating in Division 3. They're the top team in Region 11 after cruising through the regular season at 9-0. Don't sleep on London, though, in Division 3, Region 12. They're the top seed and lost to Watterson in the state semifinals last year. In Division 1, Region 3, Olentangy Orange may just be the best team after completing their first undefeated regular season in school history. Senior dual-threat quarterback Levi Davis leads the way for the Pioneers, who will face a gauntlet with Pickerington Central, Pickerington North, Upper Arlington, Olentangy, and the defending D1 state champs Liberty, all in that region. Big Walnut was a state semifinalist in Division 2 last year. They're the top seed in Region 7, with their only blemish coming in Week 1 to Watterson. Junior running back Nolan Burley makes the Eagles a tough out for any team. A couple of other teams to look out for. In Division 5, Columbus Academy dropped 2 of their first 3, but they've been on a roll, winning 7 straight. In Division 6, 9-1 West Jefferson. They have one of the most prolific passing offenses in the state. And Grandview battled injuries during the regular season, but with Indiana commit running back Henry Ollinger, I don't think anyone in Region 23 wants to see the Bobcats. For high school football overtime on 97.1 The Fan in Columbus, I'm Ryan Baker.
That'll do it for a look at this week's first round playoff games. We'll step aside for these messages from the OHSAA, and when we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA wear a piece of history.
The 2025 Ohio high school football season has already been a great one, and the OHSAA invites you to see how it all ends at the state championships inside Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Canton to be a part of the pinnacle of the high school football season and walk among the immortals inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Visit OHSAA.org for playoff information and tickets. Make it a weekend to remember with the OHSAA state championships and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Before we wrap up this week's show, a reminder, the statewide playoff brackets are available on the OHSA website at OHSAA.org, along with the football playoff histories of every school in Ohio.
Before we wrap things up on this week's show, I thought I'd take a moment with the new format in place this year, with the top 4 seeds in each region getting a first-round bye. Let's remind you who those first-round seeds are. In Division One, Region One, the number one seed is Lakewood St. Edward, followed by Mentor, Kent McKinley, and Toledo Whitmer. In Region Two, the number one seed is Middletown, Troy number two, Findlay three, and Springboro four. In Region Three, Lewis Center Olentangy Orange, undefeated at 10-0, is number one, followed by Pickerington Central, Pickerington North, and Lewis Center Olentangy. In Region 4, it's unbeaten Cincinnati Elder, followed by Cincinnati Archbishop Moeller, Cincinnati St. Xavier, and Cincinnati Princeton. In Division 2, Region 5's top seed is Akron Archbishop Hoban, followed by Cuyahoga Falls Walsh Jesuit, Austintown Fitch, and Uniontown Lake. In Region 6, Medina Highlands the number one seed, followed by Wadsworth, Avon, and North Ridgeville. In Region 7, your top seed is Sunbury Big Walnut, followed by Columbus St. Francis DeSales. The 3 seed is Massillon Washington. The 4 seed is Canal Winchester. In Region 8, Cincinnati Anderson is the top spot, followed by Kings Mills Kings, Trotwood Madison, and Xenia at number 4. In Division 3, Region 9's top seed is Canfield, followed by Cuyahoga Falls CVCA, Gates Mills Hawken, Cleveland Villa Angela St. Joe. Region 10, Medina Buckeyes number 1, followed by Wapakoneta at number 2, Lexington at number 3, and Richfield Revere at number 4. In Region 11, it's defending state champion Columbus Bishop Watterson the top seed, followed by unbeaten Newark Licking Valley, Steubenville, and Dresden Tri-Valley. In Region 12, undefeated London's the top seed, with unbeaten Tip City Tippecanoe at number 2, followed by Hamilton Baden and Jackson. In Division 4, Region 13, Perry is the number 1 seed, followed by Cleveland Glenville, Mentor Lake Catholic, and Beloit West Branch. In Region 14, Shelby has the top spot, with 9-1 Galleon, followed by Napoleon and Lima Bath. In Region 15, it's number 1 seed New Lexington gaining a first-round bye, followed by Ganaden Hutton Indian Valley, Plain City Jonathan Alder, and the undefeated Sherman Tanks of Chillicothe Unioto. In Region 16, Cincinnati Indian Hill is number 1, Germantown Valley View 2, Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy 3, Cincinnati Taft number 4. In Division 5, Region 17's top seed Youngstown Cardinal Mooney, followed by Girard, Poland Seminary, and Garrettsville Garfield. In Region 18, Liberty Center is number 1, Worcester Triway 2, Genoa Area 3, Creston Norwayne is the number 4 seed. In Region 19, unbeaten Wheelersburg is number 1, followed by Gahanna Columbus Academy, undefeated Nelsonville York, and Barnesville. In Region 20, it's Williamsburg, Lewistown Indian Lake, Casstown Miami East, and St. Paris Graham gaining the top 4 seeds. In Region 21 of Division 6, the number 1 seed is undefeated Kirtland. Number 2 is Columbiana Crestview. Columbia Station Columbia is number 3. Hanover United checks in at number 4. In Region 22, Castalia Margareta is the top seed. Bascom Hopewell Loudon is number 2. Archbold 3. Paulding at number 4. In Region 23, 9-1 Centerburg claimed the top spot, followed by Beverly Fort Fry, West Jefferson, and Mount Gilead. In Region 24, New Madison Tri-Village is undefeated and atop that region. Number 2 seed, the Jets of Springfield Northeastern. Number 3 is Mechanicsburg, and number 4, St. Bernard Elmwood Place. In Division 7, Region 25, McDonald is number 1, with Fairport Harbor, Fairport Harding at number 2, Mogador number 3, and Monroeville at number 4. Region 26, top seed is Lima Central Catholic, followed by North Baltimore, Lipsick, and Columbus Grove. In Region 27, it's Jeromesville Hillsdale, Waterford, Lancaster Fisher Catholic, and Willowood Sims Valley. And in Region 28, with a 74-game winning streak, it's number 1 seed Maria Stein Marion Local, followed by St. Henry, Cincinnati Country Day, and 10-0 Beaver Eastern.
Looking ahead to the state championships, all session tickets are on sale at OHSAA.org/tickets. That includes a special ticket package with indoor access to the stadium club and a youth football team ticket package. Spectrum News One is the official television partner of the OHSAA and will televise 4 first-round games. The Spectrum TV games in week number 1 in Northern Ohio, Twinsburg takes on Nordonia. In Central Ohio, you'll see Grove City versus Olentangy Berlin. In the Dayton area, you'll see Marysville visiting Springfield. And in Cincinnati, it's Mason and Fairfield. In addition to those 4 TV games, Spectrum will have 19 more games streamed online at OHSAA.tv. Check OHSAA.org for details. In our next playoff preview show, we will go inside the regional quarterfinal pairings and spend some time with OHSA Executive Director Doug Ute. Thanks for being with us for this week's edition of the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show. This week's show has been produced by Tim Streed and Adam Dell. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. We'll see you next week.